She loves Chanel CC, designer belt GG, house full of models GG. How many bottles plenty? How many hating many? Run
it up. Hey you guys, welcome back to another episode of A Little Kiss and Tell. This is your girl, Money Bags, and one of my co-hosts here with me today.
What's up, peoples? It's Mr. Hollywood. You know, I'm back trying to create different experiences or whatever, you know?
I am Courtney LeVette, and I want a really cool name like the both of you.
We're going to call you CeeLo.
A lot of people call me Big Court.
I like that. What's your middle name?
LeVette.
Okay.
Oh, Big Court LeVette.
Okay.
Let me see.
Vetty.
Actually play Never Have I Ever. So y'all know how Never Have I Ever genres. Put three fingers up. If you have done it, you put a finger down. We're trying to get everybody to get fingers out. And yes, so I'm starting. Never have I ever sucked toes.
Booty good.
Oh, so
never
you
shit come out of it.
But you gotta
never.
Got it.
Right.
Gotcha.
Cause boys don't be wiping good hair, and I just don't.
I know. Me
either. Oh, see, that's the thing. So
if you marry down
there, oh,
probably turn
the game.
See, that's the thing. If you know you're gonna get pounded, you're gonna clean that shit. I got some clean.
Well, I
don't really know. I would hope so. That's I feel like actually gay men, they will.
Yeah.
Because they are.
Yeah. But know, a straight man, some men, they look like they got dingleberries. They just look like they got swamp ass. All of
them. But I'm also like, I don't want your butt in my face. In no capacity.
It's like, I feel like I would do it with my husband if he would wipe it.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure you clean though.
Why?
Because I'm a queen. I cannot.
I don't know if I can.
I would not be able to look at you this time.
I'm not going to look at you this time.
Okay, never have I ever been watched having sex.
Oh, you were the devil. Tell y'all, that's what else.
But if somebody, that's still gonna,
oh,
because they did look over.
So you had,
it wasn't on purpose. It was kind of, it just happened. So.
Wow.
Yeah, put your finger down.
I don't think it counts.
Like, because yeah, I know they looked over.
Right.
I can see what he's doing. What's right. He ain't outdoing me.
He was.
Oh my God.
He
was.
You
was
the best experience
in my life.
Oh my God. Okay, so my turn was pretty. Never have I ever. Done it in the woods. I know who about to lose this game.
Like, I'm thinking like, have I ever even been near some woods?
Girl, them woods is good.
Was he hugging a tree?
Well, you went camping and had sex outside.
And then he but the funny part, he ain't got like two splinters from hugging a tree.
He was. Oh,
he took that. He did.
Okay.
Never have I ever. Gosh, there's so many things I haven't done.
Last.
I'm for real. Like, I'm very, like, almost prudish. Not on purpose, but. Never have I ever. Faked an orgasm.
Definitely.
You never
faked
one?
I've definitely done that.
You
did.
I mean,
another episode that you admit.
But I think, does this count? So basically, I came quick and then I kept going and then I pretended like I.
Yeah.
That's how that is.
Yep.
Yeah.
You believe that.
You can tell about that.
Yeah,
I'm also faking. have any more pictures.
You said they set me up. That's what I was set up.
It was too easy. Like,
what is amazing?
Did
that. Okay. So, how do I feel about that $30 lunch thing that was going trending?
I don't know what the fuck is going. Be grateful. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like with that particular situation, that was not her man.
True.
You know, mm-hmm. So be grateful that he's even sending you anything.
True.
Yeah. You know, because it's like, who the fuck have you been, like, who have you been with in the past? And why aren't you with him now?
Because she was ungrateful by them $38.
You know?
Right.
And it's that and the cheesecake frankly popping. I'm it's sorry. All that shit on the menu, that shit is good.
It's a lot of stuff.
And it's variety.
It has nothing to do with the food, but it's, I can't get too much shit. And I gotta pick the same
day. Yeah. And I just think these are women, geographically speaking, like in hot spaces. Like you got Atlanta, Houston, LA, you know, the land of pretentiousness, LA. Atlanta's getting there. Mm-hmm. New York, like it's Miami, Lord. Right. Like it's
true.
I don't know, be grateful because you can block your blessings.
Yeah, for no reason. I feel like it's the social media putting all this stuff in our face and everybody's like, trying to be on there. It's basically like mind controlling people.
Right.
They're thinking the same way, they're speaking the same way,
right.
Having these new same values, which are Chris Core values. Like, yeah.
It's really dumb.
That's dumb.
But like, what can you not get for lunch for $30? It's lunch.
And lunch.
Yeah, like, how much are you eating at lunch?
She probably got to a steakhouse.
She probably got lunch. a dinner appetite for lunch.
That's insane. Like, there's no way I could eat dinner. Well, I don't eat that much anyway, even for dinner. But like for lunch, like we could win Chipotle.
True.
Right.
I would have
could have got double meat.
I could have
double chicken, double steak.
I would have went Chipotle. I would have had lunch for like 2 days. I would break this $1,000 down.
Right.
But I'm just be grateful. Like, you don't know him.
Yeah.
He randomly hit you up and wanted to pay for you some lunch, and you ungrateful. Right. Said, like, oh,
and as a man, that makes a man feel like defeated.
Mm-hmm.
But if it happens continuously, repetitively, with women, that puts men in different states, and that's you wonder why a lot of them was like, I'm gonna try a man.
Wow.
Because a lot of these women, I love my women, but a lot of women have different motives, ulterior motives, and these dudes is like they feel so defeated.
Yeah.
They're like, what? I mean, damn if I do, damn if I don't.
True. Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, so you have to. Men are emotional as well. We don't like to show it, but that's some shit that is weird.
It's pretty silly.
Yeah.
All right. So for today's topic, y'all, the mother's boy, baby boy, aka the dead boy. I gotta watch how I say it.
No, it's trying to bear this. Right. No, it's Two Chainz boy.
The Two Chainz boy. Okay.
His original name.
Yeah.
No, if you know, you know.
Or you'd be like the umbilical cord, like he's like.
Oh,
umbilical cord. Have y'all been with mama's boy before?
Not long enough. Okay, because I got to think about it later.
Wow.
Why are you talking to your mom all day every day?
So that was the...
Yeah, okay. I'm like, red flags. Because why are you, like, it's constant. Like, you calling your mom all the time, texting your mom all the time, or I got to go over here and see my mom, I got to do this one. And I'm not saying don't be there for your parents.
Yeah, don't be kind to your mom.
But like, dang, bro, like, you have time for life outside of your mom? Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy to me.
Because why did you say it's a red flag?
Because if you can pick up on that early on in it, like that you're consistently like, I gotta do this, and it's not like my mom had surgery and I'm just trying to make sure my mom is okay. It's just an everyday thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to compete with your mom.
She was single.
Mm-hmm. I really feel like, yeah,
I think single moms, they depend on their son to be their man. And that's just
it's especially if it's the mother's only son.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah, it's some type of thing there. I'm not a mother's boy, but seeing even my brother, like he's more of a mother's boy than I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. Like he's the baby. Mm-hmm. He's spoiled. Mm-hmm. I got the job I had two jobs in high school. He didn't get a job until after his 20s. And it's I don't know. It's like that umbilical cord, they are always going to be connected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird, but it goes to different stances. Like, for instance, my ex needed validation and we're together, and it's like, why do you have to get validation from your mom?
Interesting.
Yeah. And I'm your mate.
Right.
But why are you needing to? And I was just like, yo. And I was upfront. I was like, yo, you need to. I don't like all that. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to change. This is on the gay aspect.
Okay.
And I was like, bro, I'm here. I'm your man. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I'm gonna take care of you like I promised you from the get go. But you calling your mom to get.
Oh,
man. I'm
like, I don't know.
It made me feel like,
where
did
it stem from? Like, I'm trying to see like what they all got in common.
If it was a broken home,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it might fit, maybe feel like a need to protect their mom. Mm-hmm. Because they had to be in protection mode for their, because it's like, mm-hmm. oh, you're the man of the house now.
Right, and they even saying that to these sons.
Yeah,
they really
you're the man of the house. And you have to watch out for your sisters. And watch mm-hmm. out for, it's so much responsibility thrown on them.
Right.
It's like, now I'm grown, and I actually have money and finances and the ability to be there for you the way that you need.
Right.
And some of those moms who play into that, like,
they do.
Oh, my son got money.
Mm-hmm.
Or my son is well off and he can provide for rent or bills or whatever, and I can always call him because he's always there. So I wonder if it's stemming from that. Like, the mother's putting that responsibility on them.
I can see that.
Yeah. Kids,
I can see that. And then something with the mom too, like from her childhood, like maybe if her dad wasn't around as much or something, but they typically like look at their boy, mm-hmm. if that's the only son they have, they would favor that child amongst the girls that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so weird. It's like they want that, they act like that's their boyfriend. It's weird. It's just so weird to me. Like they admire them. The way they talk to them is different. The way they look at them.
I feel like that's just boys in general with their moms. Because mm-hmm. like my brother is like, he's not a mama's boy, but like literally like they're coddled.
But
like,
she
whatever, oh, what whatever you mean, son.
Like whatever you want, son.
Like my brother never had to like do laundry or clean his room.
Wow.
Oh.
My brother had zero.
It's like y'all are messing these men up. And then we gotta deal with them as their girlfriend, wife, fiance, like.
And the expectation that they be expecting the shit they got from their mom.
Yes.
Oh, I'm bad. Yeah. And they get with an actual woman.
Uh-huh.
And it's like,
oh,
you can like, if you're on the like, that's crazy to me.
Like, it's insane.
Because I know a ex situation of my best friend to the left. I remember it was a situation. She was like, I gotta go take out my mama's trash. I gotta go. But if your mom is able to and up and able to move around and,
mm-hmm.
and still is lively, like, I understand, like, taking care of your mom and
mm-hmm.
going to mow her grass and all that, but it's like certain things you gotta
take
woman.
Take a back seat to you.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
You
got a wrong woman.
She's a grown woman.
She probably need a man too.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's looking at you like her man. Like, you need to pull back a little bit.
And, I remember you told me that. I was like, you going to what?
Yeah. It's interesting to me because, like, I come from a household where we feel like my brother is the favorite, you know? And she does that. It's like, ew. Like, I'd be so disgusted. Like, it would be throwing up in my mouth sometimes
with
the stuff she just applauds him for. And I'm just like, are you serious right now?
You woke up
in the wow. Right. Wow. Oh my God.
Wow. And you understand, you, like, our lingo with male lingo, how we'll be like, I'm going to the crib.
Uh-huh.
A crib is the baby.
Okay, baby.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. And baby boy. Like,
you
that boy. Or whatever. But like that mentality.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, just the different, you know, references we'll use. Like, the crib is for a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of black men. Oh, boy, I'm headed to the crib.
That's so interesting.
It's
yeah.
so childish.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the older you get, it's like, okay, we're not in the crib no more.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it's just.
That makes sense, though. I don't even think, like, even hearing it in that movie, I never even really thought about it.
Me either.
Yeah.
The things that we say,
right.
like, going to your crib, oh, you are really a child.
I never even thought about that. That's
how funny. Y'all
here with
the babies out here.
They literally be whole babies.
A whole baby.
Okay, so let's see. How would, which way do y'all think this should go?
Okay.
Is it girlfriend, mom, fiance, mom, wife only, mom? Like, what is the order? Like, or does it change when you get married? And what does that look like?
Okay, let's do it from a from a marriage standpoint.
Yes, from marriage.
And okay, okay, I'll start first.
But
okay.
If they do it during dating, they're gonna do it while they're married.
No, I don't. I think once you get married, to it's like that's longevity. That's gonna that's gonna be a.
That's
gotta change.
So your
mama
gonna stop
calling
you just because you got married?
The mom ain't gonna stop. The mom ain't gonna have to set boundaries.
If you don't set it before the marriage while you're dating, then it's not gonna carry over into the marriage.
It depends on the man. I ain't gonna put that on every man.
Okay.
It depends on the on the individual you're trying to court or whatever. You know.
His maturity.
And that's the maturity.
Set boundaries. Yeah.
That part. Okay, so let me choose. Okay. So, wife, mom.
Okay.
What was that?
Okay.
Wife, mom. No, wife, kids, mom.
I agree.
Wife, kids, mom. Because you have to think, you this is the life you're trying to create, you know,
your own family.
Yeah. So you've been with your mom,
She should have her own life.
Yes.
You know?
She done gave you milk out of her titty. She done gave you allowance. She done paid for college. She done
taught you how to be a great man if she was a single mom. Like,
so you're out your cocoon. You butterfly now. So now it's time for you to go mate and create and reciprocate. So that's my synopsis of that.
Okay.
So
I like that. Yeah.
I agree.
I agree with that.
Moms will be okay. Like, I feel like, what is it, leave the cleave or... It's some little mannerism, I don't know. But it's like when you leave your parents and get married.
Yeah.
That's over here.
Yeah, they push you towards that. That's how it should be.
Right. Like, you're on holidays, birthdays, Christmas.
Yes.
Right.
But what about this? I've seen a lot of families... Wife, she's still with her dad. She still gives that same thing we're talking about to her son. She's married to the daddy.
Okay.
But still give the son like I got a crush on you type of thing. Yeah. This is my baby.
It's
Have y'all seen that with a two family with a mother and a father? I've seen that.
That is
that's so interesting.
I've seen that.
So,
she got
her own man for real, but she still want.
And then the daddy is like being aggressive, like. Mm-hmm. Let that boy do it. No, that's my baby. That's mama's baby. That's mama's baby. I'm
that's,
gonna...
I don't know.
You haven't seen that? That's more irritating to me.
Maybe that's wrong.
No. So this is the situation I'm talking about. She had three kids.
Uh-huh.
It was, two daughters and one boy.
Okay. It'd be like that.
Two daughters and one boy.
It'd be like that with
two daughters and one boy.
So. But it's also like, I wonder if it's a piece of like, now my baby is grown. Or I don't want my baby to leave me when they get grown or become an adult.
Yes.
Like, yes, I have a husband. Uh-huh. Yes, he's here.
Right.
But this is my baby.
Yeah.
Like, I gave birth to him. And, you know, usually mama's boys, like when they're babies, when they're little boys, they attach to their mom.
Yeah.
And they get used to that feeling. And it's like, it's me and you against the world, son.
Hmm.
My daughter's over there with their daddy.
Right.
They don't have that type of relationship.
Because that's
and
so
now
true.
That bond is so
girls
strong.
Girls do gravitate towards the dads.
And then the other situation, I've seen, oh my God, coming from Texas, I've seen so much. So I've seen the situation where you had the dad present and then the mom and dad present, but the dad used to beat on the wife. Mm-hmm. And then the sons saw everything.
That's a whole thing.
He had to stand. And so I've seen that too, and I've kind of, like, I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
That relationship was, oh, you my baby, you protect me.
I can see how that would.
And it's a lot of that. So I don't know if a lot of people that we're talking about go through that and just don't mention it, but that's kind of deep, and I get that situation.
Okay.
Have y'all been aware of it?
But I wonder, but it's almost kind of... It's kind of similar to like parents who are like have drug addictions, and like how the kids love their parents so hard. It don't matter like what Tupac say, like even though he's a crack mama,
right?
But like they love their parents so much, and I think it's like that weird crazy bond that like puts them together. And it's like, okay, we for life first. Yeah. And nobody can come, because you, how can you understand your mom being a crackhead coming into this relationship? Right. Like, I wouldn't understand it because my mother wasn't that.
Yeah. Right.
So I can't understand what your mom was. I don't know what it's like to not have my mom here because she's doing whatever.
Yeah.
But you do. And so it's like, if my mom is gone for longer than 2 days, I got to call and check in my mom because my mom could be off the wagon.
So, and that's, would you like, because I have abandonment issues because I'm part of the, because I'm the crack baby epidemic, because my biological mom was on the shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying I'm not a mother's boy. But mm-hmm. like, how do y'all, like, from a person who's like have issues, abandonment issues, like, how do you all go about that? Because the thing is, like, how a man treats his mom is how he's going to treat you.
That's true.
And how what he's been through with his mom. But luckily, I don't have that issue, even though I don't have the closest relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I still treat women with respect.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm a gay guy, but I still treat women with respect. But how do y'all feel about that?
I think, like, the reassuring thing for me has helped. So having a partner that gives you that reassurance to where I don't feel as though, you know, like, just,
it's got so deep. So
it's so many parts of it.
Like, oh my God, my little inner child wanna cry. I know,
that's so interesting. But yeah, I feel like having somebody that's reassuring and just transparent as possible. Like, I was talking about this the other day, nobody's ever fully healed. As much as people want to believe that, you should always be continuing to grow. You're going to continue to work on stuff. You're going to continue to be in different situations and whatnot and learn from that and whatnot. So, yeah, I think that helped for me.
Okay.
Like, therapy.
That's a good
therapy, man.
Yes.
Because it's really hard. Because you don't, as much as you want to believe what people are telling you,
right?
You never know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because everything could be great.
Mm-hmm.
Everything could be happy on this side, everything happy on this side, and then tomorrow you wake up and it's like, yeah, by the way, I don't want to do this anymore. You're like, what the fuck? This happened to me. Yesterday was like me.
Right.
So I feel like, A, therapy, yes, but then understand, like, being okay with yourself.
Mm.
Being okay being alone.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we're going to be by ourselves.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're not always going to have somebody that's going to be there and be like, okay.
That's so
important. I can affirm and reassure you because sometimes we're just not going to be there.
That's a great point. I feel like being single for so long, I've been long enough, so it's like,
you know, I agree.
Like, you definitely got to be alone at some point. Like, there are some people that always feel like they got to be in a relationship, and they literally hop relationship to relationship.
I can't do
that. That's so weird.
That's like, you cannot be alone for at least 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
I can't hop around that.
I don't think that helps in
2014.
Okay. And look, COVID broke me up. COVID broke us up. So that COVID was not for the week. I saw your ass every day. I was with her mama.
It was COVID locked in with us.
You were the swan
singer. It was either one way or the other. It was like, oh my God, I really love this person. Yeah. All right. I hate you.
And then I looked at the report of how COVID broke up a lot of homes.
Yes, it did.
I heard about it. Like, oh, we really was just out here living life, not realizing how much we did not like each other.
Look,
we were just going through the motions.
Right,
because
you leave for work.
Right.
Yeah,
most
of
your
normal day.
Wow.
And I'm out here maxing out credit cards, thinking the world coming to an end. Transparency, y'all. I'm messed up.
If a man is in a relationship and his mom needs gas and his girlfriend needs gas, who takes she full of?
I'm gonna fill up my tank first.
Gas is wild.
Mama is
grown
as hell.
Gas is wild.
No.
Yes.
I love that.
This is the same thing with the front seat and the back seat. Who's supposed to sit in the front?
I'm going to put his mama in the front seat. I ain't going to. I would put his mama in the front.
No. Your mama sit in the back seat. Your wife.
As a girlfriend, I'm going to sit on the
back seat. Fuck the duration of the drive.
It doesn't matter. If we just going from dinner to her house.
What if it was like a little
road trip?
A little 45 minutes.
If we going to Timbuktu. I need my bride to die to my right. I've experienced my mama all these years. I need my bitch who I'm trying to create new experiences.
You know?
I'm a freak. It goes to the freak. Like, let me look. If I was
out,
she'll be all right. She gonna fall out. She gonna go to sleep.
Oh my God.
You know, you gotta give her a little touch. At least touch the depth or something. Like, do something. I'm a freak of nature.
No, you're not. You're just a scorpion.
Would y'all kiss with one of y'all?
Yes, I would tongue too. Shit. The fuck?
I don't know.
If I'm ever kissing with one of y'all, I don't know. You do?
I think so. I don't know. I've never done it. But now,
I might be like a whole bitch.
Don't you do it.
Ooh, that's a good one.
No.
What? Will you fuck at your mama's house?
I did. Sorry, mom.
So what's the name of her?
Christ.
She didn't see it.
But still,
yeah,
it's just the, you know, it's just the sneaking. It's sneaking and
geeking. Yeah. It's
Like, so were you quiet? Ooh. Like, did you make noises? Like, did you remain?
Oh, you always do.
Well, actually, you know what's funny? Being loud, I had to cover
his mouth
because I was like, you're gonna get me cussed out. You have to be quiet.
I think I've been
rolling. I'm like, bro, please.
Y'all didn't have a public restroom?
No, but I wanted to.
So I did that finally, and
it started getting loud.
I'm like, all right, we gotta stop. We might wrap this all up because I'm not trying to get caught.
See, that's the
But now I'm like, ooh, the public restroom was dead because, like,
it's gotta be a nice clean. Yeah. It was the kind that is actually like the unisex club.
But no.
Ones.
So you gotta get the.
It's like they gotta be just family.
Oh, see, but you gotta get the family ones. You gotta have the ones with the star where you don't see people under, where it's like, damn.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like.
They
I'm gonna let you know in the next episode. But you know, being a gay guy, that's convenient.
Is it?
You know, that's good. Yeah, it's
good,
baby.
This was good talking to my little peach right here. Y'all
know how you go through this. Not on purpose.
Y'all already heard the never have I ever. I don't believe you.
Look,
I was in shock.
And look, and you know with me, what you see is what you get.
Y'all know me.
Kiss me. Thank you. Kiss me.
Okay, so this was fun. Y'all, again, make sure y'all check out our merch. The link is in the bio. On the Lucas Patel, as well as on my page.
Giveaway? Are you going to mention
giveaway? Yes. So, doing a podcast giveaway, y'all. Oh my God. I'm going to place some rules in there, so make sure y'all check that out and get some ALKT merch.
Yeah.
Work that shit.
Come
tag
on.
Tag us when you get it.
Can I also get in on the giveaway?
Yes.
No, I want to win the giveaway.
Face down, ass up, waiting for me. I'ma show you pretty ass up that you've